Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, beginning at verse 6 and 7, actually. Familiar passage, where Isaiah says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end." And then, Christmas Day, and Merry Christmas to all of you, read out of a familiar passage out of Luke chapter 2, which we refer to as the Christmas story, beginning at verse 1. "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.'" It was an otherwise normal, typical day. But then something happened, and what had been a common, uneventful day would become uncommon, however you want to define that. We would look back at that point these 2,000 years later and recognize that day as uncommon by any sense or definition of that word. It wasn't without warning. Isaiah had prophesied it, inspired by God 700 years earlier, an ordinary day which Isaiah forewarned us would become extraordinary. But for the moment, it was an ordinary, common day. The sky was quiet, dotted by gently fluffed up clouds, colored by the brilliant yellow of the sun's rays. And then gradually the day turned into night, a beautiful night. There had been many recently, it seemed, but nothing to keep you awake, no reasons to expect anything different. But even so, there seemed to be something about this night pulling you to look out of your window to take it all in. The breeze gusted just enough to keep the leaves busy, and a slight chill was hanging in the air. The stars sparkled like jewels against the black background of yet another, just an ordinary night. The moon stood cold and bright, watching and shining from high above, almost in anticipation, almost seemingly sensing that something was up. But still, it was just an ordinary, everyday, common night. The sheep were, well, they were sheep. Common and in all shapes and sizes. Some looked healthy, some looked like they could use some help. Their fleece was dirty, white, matted, no fleece of gold anywhere. No 4-H Club or Future Farmers of America Club winners in that lot. Just common sheep with the common smell of being outside and unbathed their whole life long. Except maybe for the one lamb which would soon enter the world. Tended by shepherds, common, poor, ordinary, outcasts on the outskirts of who was important in the town. If you close your eyes, it would be hard to distinguish them and their smell from the sheep they tended. No one asked for their opinion. No one nominated them for Citizen of the Year. Nothing they said was recorded for the history books. Unremarkable, common, nameless, wandering around the edges of society. And a young girl, common, unknown to anyone except her family until this moment. And a gentle, common, and unsuspecting man of integrity, still standing quietly in support of all that the angel said would happen. There were probably some other barnyard animals, maybe a cow or two, a goat, some chickens, common, ordinary, and unremarkable. And there, and in a stable, just like any other typical stable in those days, nothing special to distinguish it from others, common, ordinary, but in back of an inn, because there was no room for them in the inn. But with the creative mind of God at the wheel of history, this would soon all become the most uncommon moment in history. And where else would a lamb be born but in a stable? A common, ordinary day and night filled with everyday common people and animals set in an unremarkable commonplace. And then the Lamb of God entered the world, and it was Bethlehem morning. And a common stable became the birthplace of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And it was ordinary no more. And the common became uncommon forever. The moment when Christ would enter our world, to enter our hearts and our lives, the moment that changed our typical days, too often filled with doubt and uncertainty, to days with the promise of the uncommon hope born that day. A moment of hope that comes alongside us and too many of our ordinary days of illness, the loss of loved ones and relationships, disappointments and setbacks, and maybe some painful memories which still linger, to instead move us beyond all of that to the extraordinary heights of all that can be with Him. Honest to God, my friends, it was just an ordinary, common day and night until He entered it. And the world exploded in brightness with the light of that promised birth through the hope of the Son of God entering our world for you, for me, forever. It was a common day, a common night that became uncommon with the visit of the Christ child. And Bethlehem morning was forever upon us and is here today. Common becoming uncommon, ordinary becoming extraordinary, darkness into light, doubt, despair, and defeat overcome by the light of hope. We've all been there. We can identify all too clearly moments of darkness, and doubt, and confusion, and despair where we have felt ordinary, common, less than we may seem to others, wishing we were more than ordinary, common, everyday, typical. But aren't we? Aren't we? Look what He did with what the world felt was common and ordinary over 2,000 years ago. And He has been doing it ever since. And He's doing it again today with you and me. Embrace the light. Born in the stable, watch Him take the common to the uncommon, the ordinary to the extraordinary. Through a babe born on Bethlehem morning today. Your God, my God, for you, for me, for everyone, forever and ever. Amen and amen. We pray for us. Hey, Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you, Lord, for what you did, that we can say that. Thank you for my friends on this call. Thank you for this day, December 25th, that we celebrate what you did over 2,000 years ago, taking what was common and turning it into uncommon like we've never seen before and never will again. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for sending your Son. Thanks for what you did for us. Thanks for all you continue to do for us. Thank you, Lord. In your Son's precious, precious name, we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.